Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is your defunct host, Carl Castaneda, playing MC to this week's episodes of Radio Free Nintendo E3 Edition 2009. Well, folks, this is the first show of the week where Johnny and the gang will be discussing the Nintendo press conference. Now, I hope you'll be kind and remember that the gang, you know, they're recording on one mic and it's not the usual setup, and there's going to be a bit of an audio hiss that you'll notice. But I think you'll find that it's still very much worth listening to. Alrighty, folks, let's get on into the show.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to Radio Free Nintendo. This is going to have to be E3 special number one. We had some technical difficulties last night. It was kind of a thin show anyway, all we had done yesterday was go to the EA and Ubisoft press conferences, and they weren't momentous, let's put it that way. There were
Ubisoft was pretty good.
Well, Ubisoft was okay.
EA was absolutely nothing regarding Wade. This is Neil, by the way.
We should introduce ourselves real quick. So going around this way.
Neil Ronahan, news editor.
James Shannon.
Look, I'm here every week. You know who I am by now.
Michael Cole, reviews editor.
And Nick DeMola, PR managing editor.
Longest
and title ever.
Mr. Kick Ass of E3 Day One.
Nick is proving to be
hero.
Adept at the things that need to be done to make shit happen at E3. And this is your host, Jonathan Metz. Yes, we're coming to you not live from my hotel room at E3. And
it's almost midnight at the sound of ding. pretty much
at the sound of the tone, it will be. Yeah.
Dude,
so
don't even say that.
It's late.
So much to do.
It's late, and we're tired, and only one real day of the show is gone. But anyway, we're here to talk about Nintendo first party stuff today. That was primarily the focus of the day. We'll get into more third party stuff tomorrow.
You silencing your phone?
Oh, yeah. My update and restart message at 3 a.m. Eastern time for no particular
Anyway. Today started off bright and early with the Nintendo press conference, the annual
bright and early.
Big,
yeah, bright and early.
Big
it wasn't
event.
Bright. It was gray and early.
Yeah. But anyway.
This is the June gloom, as they call
it?
No,
this is just
this
LA.
This is June gloom, because June gloom is like clouds in the sky.
This is smog.
This is just smog.
This is all poisonous right. Clouds of smog.
Yeah. Dude, it ain't China.
So,
I can tell you.
Anyway, I don't know. I guess I would like to hear some of your overall thoughts about the press conference. But real quick, we can sort of talk about some of the things that were shown, announced. Cammy came out. Cammy Dunaway came out early on, and basically the first thing she said, or the first thing that she showed, was New Super Mario Brothers Wii. A terrible name if I've ever heard one. That's five words for explaining a very simple concept. It's multiplayer Mario. It is 2D. It looks actually almost identical to the DS game New Super Mario Brothers. I mean, they're extremely similar.
Apparently, it's
art
pushing
style.
The processor to the limit, though, because it has four players on it.
I doubt that.
Yeah, it's
quote unquote Shigeru Miyamoto.
Yeah.
All right, we'll get there.
Anyway,
just a tease.
It's a four player competitive slash cooperative Mario platformer in the vein of Four Swords, basically like Zelda Four Swords, but with Mario. Coming out this holiday season, it's pretty much Nintendo's big holiday title.
I mean,
it's pretty cool that they kind of started out the press conference with this, because we'd never heard of this before. And of course, we got to play it not too long after that.
It's actually functionally impossible to play with four people. I'm convinced it will be. Because with two players, you're basically screwing yourselves over constantly.
Yeah.
With four players, you're done.
Trying to pick up whoever I was playing with. And because you can pick up the characters, if you like, you press one and shake the remote, which is really, really convoluted.
I don't think you have to push one at all.
No. I was told by the attendant that was press one and then shake.
I think you just shake when you're near someone, but I'm not positive.
Still,
it's really weird.
Anyway,
it's fun, but it's weird.
There's not a lot of waggle in it. It's mostly played with the remote held NES style, and you shake for a couple things, spin jumps and such. But This wasn't in the floor demo as far as I saw, but we did see later at the Miyamoto roundtable type thing in the afternoon that Yoshi is in the game.
That's actually in the floor demo. I haven't seen that before.
There's also the Koopalings.
The Koopa kids are back.
They had Morton Koopa. I think it was Martin Koopa. The weird mask.
They have the penguin suit. Which is you shoot, like, you freeze enemies, and you can also slide around like a penguin.
Yeah, it's kind of like the blue shell suit,
except for cool,
more effective because you have an attack.
Yeah.
Right. It's like some hybrid of a fireball suit.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Shell suit.
Right? It was a lot of fun from what I played of it.
Yeah. It was
and
good.
Yoshi's in it,
and it has this propeller suit where you can
you
can shake the remote to do a spin jump that shoots you way up in the air, and then you drift down slowly. And you
kind
can
of like when you hit the little too. Jump pads in the original New Super Mario Brothers. That's
Pretty cool. I don't know. I guess for me, it's hard for me to get super excited about it.
Well, I agree. I'm a Mario guy.
It seems, I guess I'm not super happy that I'm going to end up spending $50 on this, because I'm not sure that it's going to be worth it. I'm just afraid it's going to be something I blow through in a couple hours, like the DS game. And it's definitely something I'd like to play multiplayer, but realistically, that's not going to happen a lot. I mean, probably the day I bring it home, I'm going to end up playing through it by myself in its entirety, and then I might pull it out with friends every now and then.
It seems like it's a very different experience with four players than one player. Just because you know, it's more about, you know,
not
clamoring to the end. And like with Four Swords Adventures, there's this competitive coin and point thing.
They have that same thing in there where they rank people at the end of each level.
But for the first time, like, coins and points are going to actually matter in a Mario game.
Yeah. Besides getting
an extra star or alive.
I don't know if you guys ever played the multiplayer mode in New Super Mario Bros. For DS, but it's crazy fun.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really, really fun. It's kind of limited, but...
Yeah.
I mean, it's really cool. It's definitely a big surprise.
This was definitely inspired by that mode, I think. Yeah, I felt like it was playing it, and I don't know. I think it's. I find it an interesting game, but I think it's something. And normally I wouldn't say this, but I think it's something that almost has to be online, because I don't think most people are going to be able to play this in a setting with four players.
I am 90% confident it is not online.
Right. Yeah. More than that, it pretty much confirmed by politely saying no, we're not doing it to Johnny. Yeah,
and even if it is, it definitely doesn't support We Speak. That was. Yeah. My question in the roundtable was, you know, you guys put out We Speak last year, and so far there's one Nintendo game that supports it, and none of the stuff you showed today mentioned it. So what's going on with this thing? Are you, you know, could it be used in an online mode for New Super Mario Bros.
Where peripherals go to die.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, I bought...
The Zapper's done.
Standalone.
Well, the Zapper was never necessary.
Yeah.
The Zapper's not even a peripheral, really. But the Wii Speak is, and it's just not being supported at all. And pretty much Miyamoto was like, well, we always evaluate things like Wii Speak when we make games, but sometimes we have to make decisions that those things can't, you know, blah, 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 blah.
Can't go into any fucking games we make at all.
Seriously.
How many resources does the Wii Speak require?
I mean, is it that poorly implemented? I mean...
It could be. We don't know. We don't know the technical...
There's no way...
There's no excuse for it.
I don't understand how a DS game with four players playable on the Wii... can't support the processor power for online and Wii Sports.
Oh, yeah, that's
I get the feeling that the problem is they make a game
power.
First, and then they say, well, what else do we want to do with it? And they realize, oh, we don't have the processing power. Instead of, like, reserving things in the get-go, saying, hey, we want to do this online.
Exactly. I mean, that's how you do it.
Save 20% of our resources.
You create these design docs, and you say, these are the features we want in there, and then you apportion your resources to make that happen.
Not
so
what
it's
Nintendo
kind of
does.
It was kind
There's
of a bullshit
no way
answer.
Nintendo doesn't do that. If you're even a competent development house, just doing software development for a living, there's no way Nintendo is not... Like, this has nothing to do with any technical limitations.
In other words...
If they wanted it in there, it would be in
it,
there.
It was a bullshit answer from Miyamoto. I mean, it was polite bullshit.
Right.
But
that's
what you expect from him. He's very good at what he does. So, the next thing that was shown at the Nintendo press conference was Wii Fit Plus...
I'm late and you're tired.
TYP will take a nap during this, apparently.
It has six new activities for strength and yoga. Six.
A whole whopping six.
And And it has 15 new balance games, which is a lot. I mean, the first one had 8 or 9. So. Yeah,
I think 10. No, I don't even think it cracked double digits, but still.
15 is a lot of new balance games.
From what I saw, I only played one on the show floor. I really want to play. They have a Mario-like obstacle course one that looks really cool, but I didn't get a chance to play through it all the way. But it looks like they're varied. It's not like the other one where it seemed like a couple of them were iterative on each other. These seem like they're each their own standalone thing.
These things remind me of like the crazy Japanese shows where they're like running through things and avoiding.
Yeah, oh, that's what the obstacle course looks like.
It's Human Tetris or Hole in the Wall.
Yeah.
Wait, isn't that what that Muscle Marsh game is? Isn't that like Hole in the Wall?
Except better.
Yeah.
Here's to you, Lindy.
Anyway,
Muscle Marsh.
Anyway, Wii Fit Plus is coming out this fall. It'll be bundled with a balance board or separately for people who already have the board. And I mean, the main thing is not even so much the new activities, but they've kind of reconfigured the way the game is put together, so you can create a customized workout with, you know, exactly the activities that you want. Presumably, they'll have a lot of things that were carried over from the first Wii Fit.
Yeah. Hopefully all from the original will be the new one.
So you can create a workout 20-30 minutes long. You can remove all the sort of little menus and stuff in between, so they just go back to back to back. It's basically something more like EA Sports Active, which this was clearly a response to, I thought. And it even tracks your calories like Active.
There's just
not that much else to say about it. We read in a fact sheet or something that you can like compare your progress to friends over WeConnect 24.
I think that was just in the Nikkei article.
Nikkei. Right.
Nikkei.
Okay. Yeah, that was from that. Supposedly,
they didn't mention it.
Has anyone played it here?
I played the balance game. Yeah. I haven't had as much time.
I honestly
played it once and the lines got terrible.
To me, this smacks of something that would be around $30-$40. If it's not,
shouldn't be.
Don't understand how they can really justify putting it out there. I was really expecting, especially with the name Wii Fit Plus, that it would have some Motion Plus stuff included.
That would only make sense.
They didn't say anything about that. So
unless
they're
just tight lipped right now.
Yeah, and that, you know, that stuff.
It's coming out in the fall, though. That seems like it. I mean, like New Super Mario Brothers Wii. That was holiday. This was fall, which leads me to believe that it might be, you know, September, October release. Why would you really keep something like that unless you're EA with Boomblox, and that's a whole other story. But
I would say it's almost certainly not supporting the Wii Fit Plus because they showed the game on the floor and basically there wasn't Wii Remote usage. So it would make a lot of sense.
But I don't think they're showing any of the new yoga or strength activities. All six of them.
Yoga? That doesn't make sense.
I don't know.
It depends. I mean, Wii Motion Plus can basically detect the position of your body if it's calibrated, and you know that's what yoga is all about, is putting your body.
You'd have to have it somewhere.
If it was Wii Fit 2, then it wouldn't work into Miyamoto's. It's not a traditional sequel, so
it seems like more of an expansion pack.
Yeah. So in that case, it isn't a traditional sequel.
It does not seem like a full price game from what we know about it so far.
If we're on another system, it would be a downloadable DLC pack.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I think that's true.
Exactly. It could be for Wii, but it won't be.
But it wasn't. You'd have to have the hooks in the original game.
So yeah, probably. So then Reggie came out talking about Motion Plus. And they sort of showed this video with Wii Sports Resort and all these people doing different activities. And they ended up confirming several new activities in Resort that we had not heard about before, including archery, kayaking, basketball.
Canoeing.
Canoeing's way more boring than kayaking.
Yeah,
that's
true.
And Bill Trennan came out. He's from the Treehouse. He does a lot of demos for them at E3. He came out and showed the skydive formation flying intro to the game, which also, of course, uses Motion Plus. So you kind of move the remote around to position your character.
It reminded me a lot of Pilot Wings skydiving.
Yeah,
yeah.
You had to think that, yeah.
And that was actually part of, when we went to the Miyamoto roundtable, that was actually revealed to be part of Air Sports? Was that what they
called
it?
Yeah, there was
an Air Sports thing. There was a skydiving, and there was like a dogfight mode. There was something else I don't remember.
So I think that's a lot of those.
It seems like all the different sports in Wii Sports Resort are going to have different modes, which actually makes it look even better.
Yeah.
There are 12 different, completely different events, and then some of those have sort of sub-events.
Yeah. I noticed from the ones that we got to see, at least anything with, I think golf was the only one that only had one mode. Yeah. I think everything else had at least two.
Yeah, like think like the bowling modes with the crazy... Yeah. What was the name of the one?
Isn't that weird? Bowling is coming back. Yeah. I was pretty surprised about that. They you know, Miyamoto claimed that it feels very different now, but they didn't show it.
It felt very good before.
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't focus on that because it's, you know, the most iconic part of the original Wii Sports.
I have a feeling it's one of those things where, again, it's different if you feel it, but when you see it, it looks very much the same.
That could be it. Maybe it doesn't.
Yeah, like the golf is immediately apparent, which Miyamoto showed off.
Right, he was able to show responses on screen that you know, corresponded to the Wii Fit Plus or whatever.
So basketball is just sort of shooting. It doesn't seem like there's any kind of court play there.
Yeah. 3-point competition.
Right.
There was something else, but I didn't notice what it was.
Archery?
No. I mean, with basketball, I'm pretty sure there's another mode. But it's probably
like free throws or something.
Yeah.
No, you can force. There was in the trailer, there was a person dunking the ball, but we did not see that actually take place at any point during the demo time. So.
All right.
That might have just been... for sure.
Remains to be seen. There's still a lot of details on Resort that we haven't learned yet, but we did learn a lot more about it today than we had before. Mm-hmm. Of course, it's coming out in about a month.
I think July 26th.
6 weeks then. let's see. Reggie said last year more third-party software was sold for Wii than any other system, and DS actually came in second. But I don't know how that linked into RPGs, but then he got on the topic of RPGs, and they showed trailers for The Crystal Bearers, which is coming out this year, actually, in the U.S., which is pretty cool.
And it was playable on the show floor, and you can check out probably James's impressions of what might be up by the time this is up.
Yeah, they will be.
James, you want to tell the listeners what you told us a few minutes ago about that?
I cannot write impressions for this game, is what I said. It's like... there are three separate gameplay points that play differently, and then there's like 40 minutes. It is the longest demo on the show.
I also played the game, and I probably waited like, I don't know, like 15 minutes to play it, and then I waited 5 minutes to get through the opening cutscene. I shot some things, and then like I waited another 10 minutes, ended up talking to a person during the cutscene because I couldn't hear anything anyway, and then he was like, oh, you have to do something now.
Well, it was much better at the Square booth because they had headphones for you.
Oh, okay.
That was actually the... preferred way to play, and there was no line, and there was someone there who knew what the hell they were talking about. So even with the premium experience, my impressions aren't going to be stellar. I mean,
I think it's a hard game to demo. But
RPGs in general are hard games to demo.
But it's not playing like an RPG. It's playing like an action game.
It's really weird. I don't really know what to expect with that game at this point.
Its biggest problem is it doesn't look very good right now.
I agree. They followed up the trailer for Crystal Bearers with Kingdom Hearts 358 Half Days, which is the DS game coming out soon.
Is that how it's supposed to be pronounced?
I don't know.
358 over 2.
Yeah. That's coming out.
We should call it whatever the hell we want.
Yeah, Kingdom Hearts 358 over 2 is coming out in September. And
my point is, I thought that DS game looked better than Crystal Bearers for Wii.
Well, what you need to see is, you need to see Crystal Bearers on this big 52-inch TV that Square Enix has it on. And you can see every little thing they tried to do to trick you visually on it. So all these little things they did, like, you can't see that this is really just a 2D plane. You can see it plainly, and it looks awful.
It looked a lot better when I saw it on the smaller screen on Nintendo's booth, but it still didn't look stellar.
Good thing is most people will never play it on a 52-inch.
Yeah, but you shouldn't be able to see that kind of stuff. I mean,
that game's going to look terrible on TV.
So back to the RPG stuff. Mario and Luigi 3, well, they're not calling it 3, but it's 3.
Bowser's Inside Story.
Which
they have about a 3 to 5 minute demo where basically like Bowser's looking to pull something across. You go fight some enemies, standard battles, and then Bowser pulls something across, and then the demo's over.
It's really fun. I mean, it's hard to convey the way that game works.
Once again, RPGs are hard to demo. Like, that game, I'm really excited for the game, but it's just the demo was 3 minutes long.
What was wrong with Mario & Luigi 3, again, as a title?
Mario & Luigi partners in time. They haven't...
Yeah,
there wasn't Mario & Luigi 2. It would just be 3 to a... two games that didn't have numbers.
Fair enough.
Yeah,
I guess.
and then they unveiled another big surprise for the press conference: Golden Sun DS.
Which first year that I haven't anticipated actually seeing a Golden Sun, and they finally showed one. It's really fun. I'm like, you know, I'm giving up. They're not going to do it. They've moved on. They've gone their separate ways, and bam, there we are.
Well, that actually did demo very well on the show floor.
Oh, it's playable?
Yes, it is.
Are you being surreptitious?
You can take 15 steps, and then the game plays a 5-minute cutscene.
Yeah, what the hell was up with that? Is there any actual...
that's it.
They have the little control fighting.
Did you read... No, the control thing says you can tap to move. That's all it says. And then it says, there's videos.
That's the videos on the touchscreen.
That's the control description.
I was trying to ask...
That's actually the final game.
Yeah. It's just you watch a movie for like an hour and a half and then it's done. I was trying to ask the attendant there, like, do you know if this continues from the past games? And he had no idea.
Well, what I was told by the person who played it before me was, you just take a few steps and it stops. And I'm like, I'm going to count the steps. It's exactly 15 and then video. And it's not even video related to what you just saw happen. It's something else entirely.
Now, here's a question. I didn't see it on the... I saw that it was on the show floor, but I didn't play it on the show floor. The trailer they showed during the press conference made it look like a PlayStation 1 game. Like, all of the...
Everything was so,
polygons
like...
Polygons were moving as they were
all the movements
around.
Were, like, so... Like, I don't know. Janky? I can't think of the right word for it.
Looked like shit in that video. I was like, this looks awful.
You're blowing up a DS game... It's not gonna look good.
I wasn't expecting it to look
and
great.
And it's very texture heavy. I mean, if you compare it to like the Kingdom Hearts DS game, which is all flat shaded, that looks very vibrant and clean and sharp.
On the DS, it looks much better.
That's the point.
I mean, your screen that was like, what, 3.5 inches by 5 inches blown up to a screen that's like 72 feet.
Yeah, that's a gigantic screen.
Well, I guess I was more concerned about the moving polygons.
The movement still looked a little weird to me.
It's really early.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we honestly don't know much about
Did they set time. Any? Did they mention any no. kind of date? I guess I'm probably 2010.
Sure. 2010 is all I said.
You know, there was a lot of stuff shown today that's for 2010.
That's complete opposite from what we've been worried about lately, which is where they announce something a week before it comes out, or maybe a month before it comes out.
I think those were limited cases. They were just kind of shocking. But I'm more concerned at this point, and we're getting into some pretty esoteric shit towards the end. I'll skip over some of these third-party DS games. They did show that the Mario vs. Donkey Kong DSiWare game, which is pretty cool, actually. Yeah. It's probably the coolest thing they've announced for DSiWare yet.
That was one of those announced...
Oh, and it's coming out next week.
Yeah.
Right.
So I was hoping for something like that.
Yeah. And, you know, the whole focus on level editor makes a lot of sense, because that way they don't have to ship... You know, they can kind of keep the file size low for download. They don't have to ship a lot of levels.
Yeah, I think there's like 5 worlds with probably 10 levels in them each, and the levels aren't that long. So it's not going to be a very long game.
But with the level editor and the Wi-Fi sharing, you could play it for
hopefully
a lot
it'll
longer.
Work well, because then it'll add a lot of life to that game.
Yeah, that's a good way to do it, I think. They also announced WarioWare DIY Do It Yourself, which is, of course, Made in Ore or Made in Me. The WarioWare game where you make your own micro games, and that even the trailer was still in Japanese, so I think that's a ways out, and it just came out in Japan, but that's coming eventually. And they announced that this coming later this summer, they're going to add a feature to the DSi where you can auto upload your pictures
to
Facebook.
And Moving Memo is now Flipnote Studio. And that's coming out this summer.
Is it become a different name?
It's the same thing. It's Flipnote Studio in America.
It wasn't clear. Okay.
Chess, I had impressions of that on the site. So,
And then they completely glazed over Spirit Tracks. They mentioned, it's playable at E3, but they didn't say anything about it.
We talked about it some more later.
Didn't show a trailer. Yeah, they didn't. I guess so.
Seemed like they didn't have much more to say other than GDC.
It's nothing new that wasn't at GDC besides that it's playable here.
Well, Awada finally came out at the press conference and gave us some bland numbers, as he always does, but he also showed off the Wii Vitality Sensor.
My prediction was wrong. I thought they were going to focus on some asinine thing with the DSi camera, but apparently they decided to make yet another peripheral for Weave. So
that's the best. This is I don't want to hear any negative. This is the best peripheral they've ever designed.
And I mean that. They've already designed.
No, I mean that because this is the point at which they've all lost their minds. At some point, they decide, you know what? Screw it. We're gonna take an oscilloscope and a pulse meter and put it on the Wii. It's fantastic.
It reads your heart rate. And, you know, it's honestly not that innovative. I mean, it depends on what they do with it. It is certainly possible that they could come up with some crazy game that uses it really well, but they didn't show that today. They didn't show any game for it.
That's not how he cased it either. I mean, he discussed it as something like teaching you how to relax and be healthy.
Yeah, it's very bizarre description.
It didn't make any sense at all.
I'm guessing another training game. Sort.
Yeah, well, you know, this thing has been done before, actually, on multiple occasions in Japan. There was, for instance, Tetris 64, a game that never came out in America or Europe, but it was a Tetris game with a heart rate monitor that looked exactly like this thing, and it made the blocks fall faster as your heart rate went up, which is sort of a self-repeating process. I don't think anybody thought that was a terribly good idea, really, but Iwata thinks he can make something really good for this.
Well, out of it, there was someone somewhere mentioned a Wii Vitality training in passing, which might be coming in the relatively near future.
That was a joke, wasn't it?
I don't know.
That was a joke during the audience.
During Miyamoto's round table, he like multiple times referred to training. So yeah. I don't know if that's a translation thing, but
it's just force of habit.
Yeah, it might be. That might be true.
You better hope that's right.
Everything's training.
How would you win that game by having good heart conditioning? I mean, otherwise you're going to lose every time.
You've got high blood pressure. You lose.
Well, I think the thing that really bothered me about the whole vitality sensor topic is not that the technology, because it certainly could be cool. It certainly gave him an opportunity to mention the love tester. But what bothered me is that they didn't show a game to go for it. To go with it, which is sort of uncharacteristic of Nintendo. And in fact, Miyamoto later in the day kind of knocked on Sony and Microsoft for showing off their new motion camera shit without a game to go with it.
Well, to be fair, the part with Iwata was, 5 minutes? While Sony and Microsoft's press conferences seem to be based around their respective camera things.
Yeah, I get that.
Well, and to be honest, they never explicitly said, well, we're putting this thing into production either. They kept referring to it as like a project and things we explored and things we've looked at.
Right, it's an experiment.
So, I mean, they've shown peripherals before, like, we tried this thing. Yeah. It was stupid. We're not going to make it.
Exactly.
And this could very well be just like, we're still looking at things and trying to figure out ways to expand the audience.
Right. So, Iwata left and Cammy came back out for like the third time. And she talked about Mario, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, we've already shown you Mario for Wii, the new Super Mario Brothers. We've shown you Mario on DS with Mario and Luigi 3.
Yeah, Mario versus DK.
Exactly. But there's even more.
Oh.
And she showed this trailer for Mario Galaxy 2, the first ever 3D sequel for Mario on the same system. And
I'm excited for it. I mean, it's not groundbreaking, but I'm happy to have a new Mario game. I love Mario Galaxy. So.
I mean, to tie this in with the round table, I believe Miyamoto was talking about how the reason why they started going with Galaxy 2 was that they had a lot of leftover ideas, and then once they kind of put it into works, correct me if I'm wrong, other people that were there, but didn't he say that then they came up with even more new stuff to put in?
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, the floodgates were opened. Yeah. Like, okay, well, we have it off, let's just make it. It was kind of the attitude.
I think I'm pleased to see Galaxy 2. I don't know if I could say I'm excited yet. I mean, I haven't gotten to play it yet. We don't know a ton of details about it. It has Yoshi, whatever. I was kind of really hoping that they would go in a different direction. And there seems to be a certain lack of creativity in what we've seen so far of Galaxy 2. It seems to be a lot of the same elements from the first one, just sort of remixed in a different way.
Yeah,
sure. And that's what that's what dampens my enthusiasm for, even though I really love Galaxy. It's just very unlike Nintendo to sort of
a direct just sequel
return.
Like
this. Yeah. So
I feel
blatantly.
Like we already know what to expect because it's going to follow the same star formula. It'll probably, you know, have 120 stars.
I hope not.
Like I really,
totally
I mean,
totally cool with that.
I mean, I'm fine with that, but at the same time, I would like to see it go somewhere different besides just, you know, collecting stars of the short mission, like just. That's what it seems like they're falling into that routine. I mean, with both New Super Mario Brothers and Super Mario Galaxy 2, is that it's like they're very iterative on the past games as far as, you know, New Super Mario Brothers for DS and Mario Galaxy 1.
Well, I figure it this way. If we weren't seeing Galaxy 2, we wouldn't be seeing any more Mario in 3D until next gen.
Yeah,
so I feel like we're being blessed with another one, personally.
I get that, but at the same time, I feel like, you know, EAD Tokyo is like clearly one of the most talented studios that Nintendo has, and I was kind of hoping that they would go in a new direction, you know?
Well, did
so
did
for
they...
me, Galaxy 2 is probably one of the least interesting projects they could have taken on for their next game. And that doesn't mean it'll be bad, and I'm not hating on it at all. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you know, I mean, I predicted last week they might be making the new Kirby or something like that. I mean, that wasn't based on anything. Really, but it's not a matter of them letting down my ridiculous expectations or anything like that. But certainly... You know, Galaxy 2 on the face of it could be a really cool idea, but the trailer that they showed didn't seem to have a whole lot of new to it.
Yoshi was the thing.
There was Yoshi. There was like some kind of drill item that you can go through, like the little planets.
Yeah.
It looks like the worlds are going to be a little more interactive. Like he was running around and flowers popped up. So there's going to be a little more interaction.
They showed some other
things. The V suit could have stayed as long as the
spring suit is gone.
Are you sure?
I hope it is.
Yeah.
No, we have no idea what's there. They showed off
a few other kind of weird things, but I mean, it was just like small images. Like there was something weird where, like, I think Mario clones of himself.
Yeah, shadowy clones.
I
don't know. I think that there's still a lot they could do with the formula, which is why I'm kind of excited.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we shall see how that turns out. That is coming out in 2010. And so is the last big game that was shown. Reggie introduced this, actually. And it is a new Metroid game, Metroid Other M. He sort of introduced it as an edgier game. They want to kind of keep up with the Joneses. All these third parties are, you know, releasing things like The Conduit and Dead Space Extraction.
Resident Evil.
Yeah, so Nintendo wants to... keep up with that, make something edgier for the core gamers, and so they're collaborating with Team Ninja.
That's a brilliant move. Because their head honcho left. They don't necessarily have a visionary there to help keep them in order.
Right.
And Retro doesn't want to work on Metroid again, so it makes sense to go to somewhere new.
Yeah.
Ninja is very heavily collaborating with R&D1, Sakamoto's team. It is the Metroid people.
Where did we hear that from?
I can't say, but it will come to bear, trust me. They are working very closely with the R&D1 in a collaborative way, maybe in a way that's never been done before. So, you know, when you have Sakamoto involved, you can be sure that it's going to be a real Metroid game. I mean, he was involved in all the Metroid Primes and, you know, especially in Zero Mission and Fusion. So that gives me a lot of confidence that, you know, I'm not a huge fan of Team Ninja's games in the past, certainly not the Itagaki stuff. It feels a little weird to know that the same people who made Dead or Alive Extreme Volleyball 2 are now handling, you know, my beloved, cherished Metroid. But at the same time...
Sure she will be hotter than ever.
So. Yeah.
Well, CG movies already showed.
Yeah, they showed a lot of Samus out of a suit.
Yeah.
Now... Is that Samus in the suit? I'm not 100% convinced.
I'm
actually quite positive it isn't, because she was addressed by the person wearing the suit.
Right.
So in fact, it is not her.
Other person.
It looks like he might be controlling Samus's younger sister, or a clone, or just another girl who happens to look like Samus with short hair. I don't know.
I wonder how it'll fit into the overall storyline. But
it could be a prequel.
It is a prequel. They said it's delving into her history.
That's right. Yeah. But, you know, the gameplay that we saw, it wasn't it wasn't totally clear at times what was gameplay and what was cutscenes or whatever, but it's definitely a third-person game. A lot of jumping around in close combat and stuff like that, platforming. And then there's some first-person shooting as well.
And there's some pre-rendered CG, which is, like, I guess the Team Ninja's stable but brand new to, like, you know,
Metroid. Nintendo. Right. Yeah.
Well, right. I mean, some of the action looked, I'm going to say, ridiculous. And if Nintendo
pretty
had come
over
out,
the top. That
if
was
Nintendo
probably
had come out there
stuff.
with yeah. something like that that wasn't Metroid themed, you'd be sitting there going, "What the hell was that thing?" Because some of it just looked just like it was just almost silly.
I mean, I don't really know what to expect gameplay wise because it looked like there was like side scrolling parts, first person. It just seems like a hodgepodge of everything.
It's a 2.5D game. I mean, just looking at it.
What does 2.5D mean to you?
It's like the later Contra games, really. That's what it looks like to me.
You think it's a 2D game with 3D graphics?
Yes.
That would be,
and maybe
that would
some
be
three,
badass.
Maybe some in and out elements to it, but not much.
Maybe like
yeah, it's
possible.
It's really hard to tell from
that,
the trailer.
I mean, everything I saw in the trailer contributes to that, so I would say that's pretty. I mean, it's obviously not a fully 3D game because there's no.
There were a couple instances
no point.
Where it almost looked like
I
it was.
I thought I saw a first person. I thought
there was the running into the screen, but there was a part where she was like running around an enemy, and it definitely was not a cutscene. The trailer is up on the site, so
yeah.
Check it out. Maybe we're both.
Yeah,
all
we'll watch
crazy.
It for yourself and see what you think.
Maybe we're just all too sleep deprived to see what is clearly the exact gameplay of the game.
It is 12:30.
There you go. But I thought that you know, you could kind of feel in the audience sort of a palpable excitement about that, you know, when it came up. We didn't know what it was, but we were excited, and I don't think anybody seriously expected to see a Metroid game at E3 this year.
Especially by Team Ninja.
Well, yeah, obviously. But really, I wasn't expecting Metroid of any type to show up at this, and, you know, especially not in this form. So I'm pretty excited for it. Again, a 2010 game, and unfortunately, you know, that was the end of the press conference, and I kind of felt like overall they showed some really cool new stuff, some really big surprises, but most of the stuff that I was the most excited about is coming next year, and their lineup for this fall is not vastly better than what they had last fall. I mean, it looks like they're pretty much going to have New Super Mario Brothers Wii and Wii Fit Plus.
I think Sin and Punishment 2 is coming out.
I heard that's 2010, but I
really
I don't know for sure, but I heard that.
I will be very upset.
So,
just crush my hopes and dreams.
and then I guess the last major thing we should bring up in terms of new game announcements was at the Miyamoto Roundtable later in the day. He did sort of tease a new Zelda for Wii.
That they're working on it.
We didn't get to see any kind of video of it or even a screenshot, but he did show a piece of artwork that didn't really say anything about it.
It looked very, very derivative. Twilight Princess.
Well, the art style.
Yeah.
Doesn't say anything about the actual.
Just even that, like that, how the way the picture was like, or the piece of art was even set up. It just reminded me of like that first, like one of those first images from Twilight Princess, where you had like Link, and then whatever Twilight Zelda or whatever the hell it was.
It was concept art, and you just really shouldn't make a whole lot of assumptions off of it, but. You know, he said that they're, you know, thinking about using Wii Motion Plus, which is pretty strong indication that they are.
It might be required.
Let's not pull any punches. They are.
It might be required.
He was urging you to buy their other games.
He said if Wii Sports Resort sells well, and I don't
like
think that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
The game looks really solid, and it's friggin' Wii Sports.
Yeah, of course it's
but,
going to sell.
And they also urged us to pay close attention to the sword fighting and archery parts of Wii Sports Resort because they might give you an idea of what a Zelda would play like with Wii Motion Plus. So those are all pretty blatant hints.
I'm wondering if the archery was like not in there before, but put in just as a testing ground for Zelda.
It's very, very possible.
Maybe they were working on Zelda, and they're like, "Hey, this archery could work well in this."
Right. Yeah.
But some kind of interesting omissions, I guess, from today. And I don't want to sound like a naysayer. These are just things that we thought might show up, or that probably would show up, and didn't. Miyamoto was not at the press conference, although, you know, he was around, and he did say later that he basically just didn't want to be on stage, and so he was glad that he could watch it from the audience for once. I guess going coinciding with his absence from this morning's event is that we didn't hear anything about Pikmin today.
Yeah.
And that was almost assured based on, you know, a year ago he kind of announced that yes, we're working on a Pikmin game, and I think everybody kind of expected to see something about that today, and even in the afternoon event, nothing. And then we didn't hear anything about what Retro Studios is doing. That's still a big mystery. Yeah. So
maybe we'll have a big announcement tomorrow night. Yeah. The second day of E3, they've done it before.
That would be unusual, but they still, it's possible.
They still haven't sent out any of those text messages that they said they were going
to
send.
Well, they didn't. They said they if they have something to send, really, is what they were saying.
All right.
So,
right.
I mean, they might not have anything to send.
They're asking for your permission with that.
Right. Just think.
It doesn't necessarily mean that they will. I think we covered most of the major first party games, but we did get to play some of this stuff on the show floor, so I want to open up to you guys if there's any games you want to mention here before we close the show out. First party stuff.
Sure, Sin and Punishment 2. That was the first game I played on the showroom floor, and I mean, I'm not a huge Sin and Punishment expert. I own it on Virtual Console. I've played through it at least on easy mode. I'm really not that good at the game, but it was fun. It felt less like a confusing game with the Wii pointer. I mean,
I think you're right. I think you have a point there. Like the N64 game, Virtual Console game, is sort of an exercise in weird controls.
It's rubbing your tummy and patting your head at the same time.
Exactly. And that actually, I mean, the mental gymnastics of doing that is part of sort of the game itself, and I think that is intact in the sequel. But now that, you know, your movement is on the nunchuck and your aiming is more direct and it's on the Wii Remote and those things are in separate hands, I think it makes more sense, you know. So it's like now you can kind of think about moving and shooting at the same time in gameplay terms and not in control terms.
Right.
Right? So it kind of reduces it more to a more instinctual level. So now you can really concentrate on how do I play this, not how do I control this.
And I was really bad at it, and I think the demo was tweaked to be really easy in terms of like how much health
it was very
you
easy.
Had.
Yeah.
And I said that in my impressions. But, I mean, the sword's there, although the sword just seemed like it was like a kind of a triple combo thing going on now.
It felt a lot like the original. But
yeah. Not every bullet can be knocked back. I guess, I don't know if that was also like the original, I don't remember, but you can knock back certain things. It was definitely one of the bosses you had to knock things back their sword. It was like a giant mechanical chicken or something. What was the boss?
I didn't get to that one.
Okay.
I fought the turtle guy in the shaft.
Okay. Oh, maybe there were there two levels on display?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, maybe that's why. Well, I thought it looked really good, but I know maybe not everyone agrees. I thought it was pretty mostly fluid. Maybe there were a few hiccups. I thought the graphics looked really detailed. I was really impressed by it. There's a lot going on.
It has a very drab, grungy look to it, which is
sort of the original.
Right, right. It's just that's just the style of
the game. It really looks like what the original would be on Wii.
Right. I'm pretty excited for it. You can double jump, which lets you fly.
Yeah, it's not a double jump. It's like jump and then jetpack. And it's unlimited jetpack, which means automatically Johnny loves it.
That's right.
But
and there are also certain levels or certain parts of levels where you automatically fly.
Yes.
And flying basically means that you can move anywhere in the 2D plane,
to avoid
the screen. Right. So it's a matter of dodging and getting in the right position.
I thought dodging felt a lot better in this. It's more responsive.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was better.
You're right.
Definitely.
You're right. That's a pretty cool game, but yeah, again, I'm not 100% sure on this, but I heard somewhere that it might be for 2010, which would be too bad. I mean, that would be a really nice thing to kind of fill in that hole in the fall, I think.
Yeah.
Anyway, anything
Professor Layton in the Diabolical Box, I think that's the name of it. Mm-hmm. That was on the show floor, really, with no kind of hoopla or anything. I don't even know, has it been officially announced? Besides, like, an offhand remark from GDC. But it's playable on the floor. It's like a time demo. Couldn't really get through that much of it. I know Chuck put up impressions of it. Mm-hmm. I think it's coming out this fall. The DSiWare played Mario versus Donkey Kong. Looks really good. Pretty much, you know, like the previous one for DS. which also had a level editor, if I'm not mistaken.
Not so, according to Cammy.
Yeah, but
well,
she foobarred that.
Probably. I don't know much about the first DS one. I know that originally, there was a Mario vs. Donkey Kong game that was planned for GBA that you could connect your GBA to the GameCube and use the level editor on the GameCube, which had a much bigger screen. So yeah, the level editor would have been difficult to do on GBA. And they demoed this at E3 one year, but yeah, you could create your own levels on GameCube and then play them on the GBA, and that never came out. So they've definitely had this idea in the past, and now they've kind of got the technology to make it easy to use.
It was in the last one. There was a level editor.
Oh, okay.
And so she meant to say, like, online. Like, you could actually share it with other people, right, which you couldn't do before.
Right.
So that was... Yeah.
And but, Picross 3D was another one that was on the show floor, but not really mentioned elsewhere.
Well,
it was a lot of fun, and I mean, it's coming out this fall, supposedly.
So basically, it's coming to America.
Yeah,
right.
I'd like to try that. It sounds so crazy. All right. Anything else, guys?
Line Attack Hero or Line?
Yeah, Line Attack Heroes.
I was pretty unimpressed.
I think it's a WiiWare game. We're not entirely sure.
Really?
Really hope it's a WiiWare game because it didn't. Like
I think from talking to some people, I think it's a WiiWare game, but like I said,
that might be some confusion because it was in a section of the booth where there was like Endless Ocean 2, there was a WiiWare kiosk, and there was Line Attack Hero, two Line Attack Hero stations, and there was a big WiiWare sign above it, but we know Endless Ocean 2 is not a WiiWare game.
Yeah,
right. And I'm pretty sure in the press kit, That was not in the WiiWare section.
If they gave that game two kiosks, it's not a WiiWare title.
Yeah,
that would be
in fact, I will bet everything that it's not a WiiWare title. That is right. That is a disc release.
Well,
I don't know where the hell it came from. Still, but
the only other thing is New Super Mario Bros., which I think we already talked about at some length.
Right.
It's that fun, has but there's one thing that I think Johnny originally pointed out to me, and I agree. In pretty much every standard Mario game, there's like a pause when you get powered up or where you get hurt, and it makes sense when you're playing a single player.
It's not really a pause, it's that you're watching Mario transform with the power-up that you picked up, and in this one, it literally pauses for like a second when anyone dies.
Well,
that's
the perception, so much processing power being used.
Oh, yeah, sorry. No, that's the perception of the other players. One person is actually animating and powering up. Everyone else is stuck.
Yeah,
that sucks.
I mean, I had a lot of fun playing New Super Mario Bros. Wii, and I really like it. I'll definitely be picking that up this fall. There were some weird little things. First of all, the multicolored toads need to go. We need to have Wario and Waluigi and Peach and Yoshi.
I don't know why the hell there's toads are there.
Maybe not Yoshi since he's a sort
of. It's strange because they bring back the Koopa kids, but they have the generic toad stuff.
Like Toad was fine, but why not just Peach or somebody?
I think that's a placeholder, you know.
Yeah, I think.
The main thing that really, really distracted me is that anytime someone dies, which actually happens very often.
Yeah, it's more arcade.
Especially in four player mode, there's somebody dying every few seconds, and every time someone dies, the game sort of pauses for a second.
It's the same. It's like death.
Extremely distracting. I really, really do not like that, and I hope that's going to be changed.
Hopefully enough.
I'm not convinced.
It bothered the shit out of me.
Yeah, it was really started to get to me. At first, it didn't really bother me, and then I was like, and especially as you start playing like some of the more complicated levels, you're like mid jump, and all of a sudden someone picks up a mushroom or, you know, it falls in the lava, and you're like, fuck, I was mid jump, and now I just fell and died.
Totally messes you up. And unfortunately, it happens really, really, really often in a four player game because someone's always getting a mushroom or dying.
Or getting
hit. Almost constantly, something like that's happening. And when you have a multiplayer game like that, especially all on the same screen, you should not be pausing to show some kind of special animation. It's just very bad, you know. So, That could easily be changed. It's a minor thing, but it could be very annoying if it makes it all the way to the final version. I don't think it will. I think they'll take care of that.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I guess that's going to wrap up this episode of Radio Free Nintendo. We'll be back tomorrow with more coverage of the show, including, I think, probably a lot of third-party stuff tomorrow.
Yep.
And I don't want to tease anything else because you never know how plans will turn out. But anyway, thanks for listening. I hope you're enjoying this, and stay tuned to the site. We put up a lot of coverage
and
today.
We'll have more and more over the next 2 days.
Absolutely.
We got a full team here, and we've been doing a bang-up job.
Yeah, we're really working our asses off, and it's all for you guys at home. So I hope you are checking the site quite often, enjoying the coverage, and leaving your comments and feedback, talk back, and... when we get a chance, we will read those as well.
Yay! I need sleep.
and by the way, if you have any comments or questions about any of the stuff that we're talking about, this would be a good week to send in emails to rfn@nintendoworldreport.com, and we will be starting to catch up on some emails next week when we all get home from E3. So with that, I think we will leave it for tonight. And we'll be back tomorrow with more.
All right. Bye.
Bye.